Hey everyone, this is a special episode of Imagine Cup TV. What are we here to talk about, John?
We are here to talk about a very unusual school, Houwest College in Belgium, which for the last, since 2008, has had a team in the World Finals of Imagine Cup every year.
Okay. How do they have a team?
How does Houwest have the bestest?
How does this school end up in Imagine Cup every year for the last 4 years?
You know, I was really curious about that. So we asked them to tell us the story, and this is what they had to say.
Okay, cool.
I am the Academical Director of the Digital Arts and Entertainment Curriculum at the Houwest University. Houwest is a university located in West Flanders. We have two campuses, one in Bruges and one in Kortrijk. We have about 6,000 students in global in the university, 500 staff members in total. The Digital Arts and Entertainment Curriculum has in total 500 students. We have 30 staff members. And the Houwest University as an institution is part of the larger cluster of universities, University of Ghent, which has about 45,000 students in total. We started the Digital Arts and Entertainment curriculum at our university in 2006. Before we started it, we did a very thorough market survey, both national and international game companies. The curriculum we came up with was, at that time, a purely technical artist profile, which had a very specific focus on the game production pipeline. Up to now, this is still our major focus. We don't deliver artists or pure computer scientists. What we do is really deliver production people to the industry. So every 3 years we do a new market survey. We go back again to talk to several companies, we take the feedback, we watch for new innovations in the industry, what are the evolutions, etc. And we reiterate that through our curriculum, and that way in 2009 we introduced our first two majors, major 3D arts and major game development. It's really important for us to keep in touch with the industry. We don't work in a strictly academical way. All the tools, the people that we hire, they have a lot of experience in the industry. It's really a small imitation of real production context, and that way we see also that our graduates, our alumni, that go working in some great game companies all around the world, that they fit in really well within the boundaries of a production pipeline. Imagine Cup was really a nice opportunity for us because it really created a new dynamism both among the staff, both among the students. We had a real competition going on, both between the coaches of the student teams and the students team themselves. Everybody wanted to go to the finals. Everybody wanted to see their name as the team that got to the finals.
Our track record with the Imagine Cup has been pretty amazing. It all started in 2008 when they announced a category called Game Development. In 2008, we took second place in the finals in Paris. In 2009, in Cairo, we had two teams in the top five. The next year, in Warsaw, we also took second place. In New York, we had one team in the top 10, and we also had another team in the top five from the phone category. And last year, in Australia, we also took third place.
Yeah, so why are we five times in a row in the Imagine Cup? Well, I think our curriculum is in a way unique that we combine technical skills and artistic skills together in one curriculum. And it's really important that our students are able to communicate with each other, like artists and programmers. And they get this throughout the whole curriculum 3 years in a row. Second thing is that we embed the Imagine Cup in our courses of game production. So this means that we take the Imagine Cup deadlines into account. So that helps the students to focus more on the Imagine Cup with our guidance. Another thing is, of course, also that we always check our new curriculum and updates with the industry and our partners, of course, Microsoft and other AAA bigger partners in the industry. So that makes our curriculum really internationally relevant and of a higher quality. And that's why I think we succeed in getting to the finals of the Imagine Cup like five times in a row.
Competition is, in the end, one of the major drives for innovation, and it has been the same for us. By competing all the way, by doing as good as we possibly can do in the Microsoft Imagine Cup.
And we've only been competing with our second year students. Imagine what we can do with our third year students.